AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait have intercepted drones fired from Iran, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Saudi Defense Ministry says it has destroyed drones over the kingdom's oil-rich eastern region, while in Kuwait, the National Guard says it shot down some in the country's northern and southern areas. Iran's latest attacks on neighboring Gulf states come as President Donald Trump late on Monday told Republican lawmakers the war was likely to be a short excursion, but hours later threatened in a post on social media that the US would dramatically increase attacks if Iran tried to close the Strait of Hormuz. In an apparent response to Trump's remarks published in Iranian state media, the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said Iran will determine when the war ends. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In remarks yesterday, President Trump said Iran wanted to keep working on making nuclear weapons and had started in a new location.
They were starting work at another site, a different site, different kind of a site. And that was protected by granite. They wanted it protected. Granite's pretty good, but they wanted it protected by a lot deeper. They wanted to go a lot deeper. And they started the process while rapidly building conventional ballistic missiles.
AP's Jennifer King reports the verdict is guilty at the sex trafficking trial of the Alexander Real Estate Brothers.
A jury in Manhattan found the three Alexander brothers guilty on all federal charges, including conspiracy and sex trafficking by force. Alan Oren and Tal Alexander were successful luxury real estate brokers accused of dazzling women with their wealth and lifestyle. The verdict followed weeks of testimony by 11 women who said they were assaulted by one or more of the brothers, often after receiving a drink they believe was drugged. Prosecutors said more than 60 women say they were raped. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. A man who helped recruit players into a NCAA basketball point shaving scheme has appeared in federal court. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
One of the so-called fixers in a sprawling NCAA basketball betting scheme has pleaded guilty. The federal prosecutor's office in Philadelphia says Jalen Smith appeared Monday in federal court and pleaded guilty to wire fraud and bribery charges. Prosecutors say the Charlotte, North Carolina man trained local basketball players and used those connections to recruit players in the scheme. Prosecutors say Smith helped fix games in the 2023-24 and 24-25 seasons. They say he placed bets and recruited players with the promise of a big payment for purposely underperforming during a game. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed a ban on abortions after embryonic cardiac activity can be detected, which is generally about 6 weeks of gestation and often before women know that they're pregnant. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com.